somebody will leave here blessed in the name of Jesus Christ. We began a series which I hope to bring to a conclusion today. We're dealing with the ways of God, or His ways are not our ways. And we've gone through different aspects of His ways. In fact, we could go on and on and on the whole year and still not be able to scratch the surface of who He is and His ways. But I believe that today's focus, today's issue of discussion will sum it all up and empower us to relate with Him, move with Him, and be blessed of Him. Hallelujah. We said the first thing that God is always on time. And then we said God is not taken by surprise. And then last week, we said God allows problems and challenges. How many have been blessed so far by this series? You know you've been blessed. Glory to God. Today we are going to deal with one part of His ways, and it is the fact that God's word works. Tell somebody, God's word works. Please tell another, God's word works. If God's word works, then all we have to do is to work the word and put it to use and apply it. There, in this generation, has arisen a desire and a hunger for many, many other things but the word. There is a desire for showmanship outside of the word. There is a desire for play acting outside of the word. There is a desire for the communication of things that excite the ears outside the word. But in this kingdom, nothing can be built, nothing can be founded, nothing can be established outside the realm of the word. And I pray for you that may His word work for you in Jesus' mighty name. Somebody say, the word works. The interesting thing about the word of God is that it is, in its simplest form, still powerful. How is it that the simple communication of truth, of the birth and life and death and crucifixion and resurrection of the Son of God, and the belief in that communication thereof, is able to put power in a man and change a man's life beyond the training of the kind of training any parent can give, beyond the kind of teaching any professor can give you? The simple communication of the gospel even has the ability to bring transformation in the lives of people. And I want us to delve a bit deeper into why the word works, how the word works, and in fact, the fact that the word works. Isaiah 55, from the verse 10. Isaiah 55, the verses 10 and 11. Isaiah 55.
The book of Isaiah 55, 10. For as the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. 11. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it.
Hallelujah. God is speaking. He says that just as I send forth rain and I send forth snow to the earth, and the rain doesn't return to me void. It doesn't return to me as it came. Now, I don't know about you, but since I was born, I have never seen rain falling upwards or rain coming from the heavens, hitting the ground and returning back to heaven. Whenever rain comes, it comes from one direction to another and stays here to accomplish the purpose for which it was sent. Mind you, one of the purposes for rains is not flood. That is man-made. Hallelujah. But it said the purpose is to bring seed to the planter and bread to the eater, so that whatever seeds have been sown on the ground will receive refreshment, nourishment, and be able to grow. That is why I am sending the rain. And that is why when it is not raining, farmers are eager and farmers are distraught, because they are expecting rains to come and help their cause. And God said, just as I sent rain to come and accomplish a particular purpose, so my word is released to come and accomplish a purpose. The word of God is not spoken so that it is void. It is not spoken so that people just get excited that the word of God has been spoken. It always comes to accomplish a purpose. And I want you to understand that even this series that we are treating, it is the intention of God that this series will come to accomplish a certain purpose in your life. That as the word of God is coming, something broken will become fixed. Something that needs nourishment will receive it. Something that needs refreshment in your life will receive it. And I pray for you that may your life be refreshed by his word in the name of Jesus. Somebody say, I hear you. He said, no word that is spoken from my mouth. He didn't say written, he said spoken. It is not enough that the word is written. It is more important that that written word becomes spoken, that it comes out from your lip. I remember the other day when the enemy went to tempt Jesus and he wanted him to do all manner of things, turn this stone into bread. Jesus said, it is written. The thing that was written was picked by him and he spoke that word. What is it that the Lord has told you? When you get into situations in your life, you need to begin to speak those words. I remember the other day he said that I will be the head and not the tail. Irrespective of what I go through, that word I begin to speak into my situation and the situation receives life. If you begin to speak that word, I know you remember God has spoken a word to you. He has told you something through the pages of scripture and through prophecy. Whatever it is you go through, remember to speak that word. Tell somebody, speak that word. Hallelujah. The word of God works. It says, as I send forth my word, it will not come to me void, but it will come to accomplish a purpose. There is always an end game to the word of God that is spoken. John chapter 1, verse 1 to 4. In the beginning was the word. The word was with God. The word was God. In the beginning, and I'm a boy. Somebody say the beginning. Somebody say the beginning. In the beginning was the word. Please read that scripture. And then you go to Hebrews 11, 3 for me.
John 1, 1 to 4. Yeah. In the beginning was the word.
Okay.
And the word was with God.
Okay.
And the word was God.
Okay.
2. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him. And without him was not...
The Bible is yours. Underline, in the beginning was the word. Then underline, all things were made by him. Now go ahead.
All things were made by him.
Yes.
And without him was not anything made that was made.
Without him was anything made that was made.
Four. In him was life.
In the life. In the word was life.
And the life was the light of men.
The life was the light of men. Hebrews 11, 3.
Through faith, we understand the worlds were framed by the word of God.
Are you there? Hebrews 11, 3. Can we open it together? I want us to read that part of scripture together. Hebrews 11, 3. Ready, go.
Through faith, mm-hmm. we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God.
Okay.
So that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear.
The world was framed by what? Talk to me. The world was framed by what? The world was framed by what? And John 1 says, in the beginning was the word. I want you to understand this. That when a woman is pregnant, she carries that baby for a number of months. The baby receives nourishment on the inside of the woman. The baby receives life on the inside of that woman. Then one day, the baby will come out of that woman, and that baby is required to be sustained by the same woman that gave her or him life whilst he was inside the belly. Are you with me now? We are going somewhere with this, so I need you to follow me and understand where I'm going with this. In almost every creature, if you take a chicken, the chicken lays an egg, which was first on the inside of that chicken and received nourishment. After that, that chicken has laid the egg, it is the responsibility of that chicken that laid the egg to brood over it and give it life. Are you with me so far? Because in the principle of existence, the thing that births another thing has the responsibility for sustaining that thing. In all creatures, it is only one that I know. I may be wrong, but it is a male seahorse. It is the only male creature that actually carries the baby and drops the baby. Apart from that, every other creature that is in existence, it is the woman's responsibility or the female's responsibility. They carry that seed, give it nourishment, raise it inside of them up to a certain point, bring it out, and whilst they're out, they receive milk and sustenance and nourishment from the same entity that brought them out. Where am I going with this? Hebrews said that, for we know by faith that the world was framed by the word of God. What that means is that it was in the womb of the word that the world was kept and produced. Are you with me? It was in the womb of the word of God that everything that we see in existence in creation was birthed out. That is why it says in the beginning was the word. Why? Because the word predates the existence of every other thing. And that is why God spoke the word and everything came into existence. He said, let there be, and there was. And now if this is true, that the world was framed by the word of God, how else would the world be sustained if you go outside the word of God? It is the thing that gives birth to another that sustains it. If the word of God gave birth to the world, then the world can only be sustained by the word of God. That is why whatever you are going through, if you need answers, you need to go back to the thing that produced the world. Hallelujah. If you need solutions, you need to go back to the thing. Many of us are looking for solutions from certain places. Though they may be good, the end result will not be as potent as going back to the source of it all. Am I talking to somebody? Answers, solutions are embedded in the womb of the world because the world is a product of the word of God. That is why Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. In other words, in order to have a balanced diet that helps you to exist, you can't only consume food, you need to also consume the word of God. Because the food that you consume gives you nourishment for your earthly living, but the word of God gives you nourishment for your spiritual living. That is the only way you can have a balanced life and a balanced diet for your existence. Many of us are eating all the bread that the world can give without going back to the word to consume it. That's why you're getting fat physically, but you have nothing to show spiritually. I'm talking to somebody, right? It is better for you to be fat in the spirit. The word works. I have seen it put to use and I have seen it work. He said, I'll never send my word void without accomplishing the purpose. What has the Lord told you? Listen, there are many. One of the problems I have with many Christians and so forth is that when there is a move to be made, when there's an action to be taken, there is a direction to be pursued. What did the Bible say? It said, commit your ways to the Lord, commit your plans to Him, and He will order your steps. Now, He is not saying that what you are telling me is what I'm going to do for you. Because your steps may not, the steps that you order may not always take you to the plans that you devised. Are you with me so far? The plans that you gave to Him, and He, once you agree that He should order your steps, the destination may not always be where you intended to go to, but it will be better than where you intended to go to, or equal to where you intended to go to, as long as He is in control. Now, and so if you have a plan, you have an idea, you have an agenda, all you do is to commit it to his hands and believe him to order yourself to where he wants you to be. Many Christians will sit and do nothing, waiting on the Lord, whatever that means for a lot of people. Say, I'm waiting for confirmation. Even when the Lord has spoken, they say, I'm waiting for confirmation. From who again? This is coming from a prophet. I know what I'm talking about. There are people, see, have you seen the people of the world? When they see an opportunity and they are ready to move, they move with their heart and they move with their passion. They don't even pray. You on your, for you and I, we have the advantage of prayer and the advantage of grace and the advantage of the word that works. And if we rely on it and make a move, who says we cannot make it? If you are not careful, some of us will wait for confirmation till Jesus comes. Because he has confirmed a lot of things already in scripture. There are many things you don't need a specific word concerning. There are many things you don't need a specific word. Of course, there are a few things the Lord will bring a sense of direction and a sense of specificity. But there are many of the things God has already conveyed his mindset in scripture. All you need to do is to work it and move. There are some of you, I still don't know what you are waiting for. You've had an idea for years, but you are afraid to fail, and so you are sitting there waiting for confirmation. I'm waiting for God to direct me. When was the last time you even heard the voice of God? We need to get real. There are many of us here, we don't even remember the last time. We don't even know how God's voice sounds like. Is it auto or bass? Is it tenor or baritone? And yet, we cloud ourselves in a certain highfalutin sense of religiosity that when we need to make a move, we say, oh, we shift the responsibility. We are waiting on the Lord. Somebody came to see me the other time. He said, we have been dating for 5 years. He says I should marry him. I want confirmation. So what were you doing in all those 5 years? It is now that you want confirmation. Today. Then leave God out of it. Because you've already moved 5 years ago. What they call it, degree can kayama dada. I'm our pastor at master's in the first. So all the years, what were you doing? What were you? This particular business, I want to know if it is my business. Like I said, apart from the ones that the Lord will speak specifically concerning, you need to work the word and move. The word works. There are things that the word of God contains, and if you read and you discover, you won't struggle about a lot of things. Tell somebody the word works. Or tell another, the word works. Yeah, it does. What has God told you? What has he said? I remember when God spoke to us and said, you need to start ministry. You need to start. Say what? You need to start what? That is, God, come again. Is this really you? Because It was not part of our initial plan. We had our plans all mapped out, all figured out. And this was not really one of them. In fact, we had gone to pray to seek the face of God, to establish our jobs and all that after school so we can connect, you know, and climb the corporate ladder. And God said, I have sent you to do my work here and there and there and there. What do we do? We move. Today, what you are seeing is a product of obedience to God's word, irrespective of what the circumstances. Look, what God has told you, move. When he speaks, move. He told the people of Israel the other day, he said, you have spent too much time in this camp. Now break camp and advance. Listen, today's message to you, some of you, break camp and advance. You are compelled to begin to move from where you are standing, where you are sitting, where you have kept for so long, where you have stagnated for long. God's word is break camp, begin to move forward. Hallelujah. Many people, like I was saying, we enter into a frame of, we are so spiritual that we stop relying on God's word. We need somebody to tell us some mysteries. If you want to hear something, you will always have something to hear. Yeah. Have you not seen those people? They have heard so many stories of witches that every wind that blows is a witch that has a name. It's a demon with a title. Feed on the word. It says, in him was life. Wow. In him was life. Is there a sick cell in your being? In him was life. As I brood on the word, every sick cell must begin to receive life. Why? In him was life. As I brood on the word, every ailing business must receive life. Why? In him was life. The life that was in him has not been limited to a certain facet of existence. Life in every area. The word of God is potent. Do you realize that Jesus didn't pray and cast out the devil when he saw the devil? I come against you in my name as the Son of God. You don't have the ability to come and tempt me. I count to three, shout and go. What did he say? Give him back the word of God. He was so full of the word that his battle strategy was to go with the word. What's your battle strategy in life? What your friend said the other day. Thank God it's not up to your friend. Hallelujah. What is your battle strategy? The word works. I have seen it work. I have seen it put to use. I have seen it begin to bear fruit. He said, I don't send my word for nothing, to be in vain. I don't send my word to return to me void. It comes to accomplish a purpose. Every word that he has spoken, there is a purpose and a rationale behind it, which will be executed once you allow that word to permeate into your life. Hallelujah. Novel, Numbers, chapter 23, verse 19.
Numbers 23:19.
Yeah.
God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Has he said it? Shall he not do it? Has he spoken? And shall he not make it good?
So God is not a man that he should lie. That's one of the problems I have with that saying, that what God cannot do does not exist. Have you heard that before? I have a problem with it. Because it's may be factually inaccurate. Can God lie? Does lying exist? Yeah. He said, God is not a man that he should lie. In other words, lying is present in the realm of men. But where God sits, he does not lie. Has he not said it and will he not do it? Whatever he has said, he will do. He says, you are the head and not the tail. What does that mean? It means that he would do it. He will make you be the head in wherever you find your place. Wherever you find your feet. He is committed to his word. The Bible says he has lifted up his word above his name. Because when he gives you his word, he watches over his word to perform. He watches over it. He's like a watchman over his own word. Because if he doesn't cause his word to be established, he becomes a liar. And he said that he's not a man, that he should lie. He cannot contradict himself. So whatever he has said, he will do. Question is, what has he said concerning you? What has he said? What has he told you? There are many ways the Lord communicates. There are those who are dreamers. They dream, it is established. They dream, it comes to pass. Not all of us are dreamers. There are those whose dream is a product of bankun at work. There are those whose dreams are a product of fever. But there are those who are dreamers. They dream and it's established. There are those who hear from God his word. There are those who must depend on the word of God to hear him speak. Whichever avenue God is communicating, and whatever he's telling you, he is committed to establishing it. He says, I am not a man that I should lie. How many of you know men lie? There are men who don't intend to, but they lie. There are men who, don't worry. There are men who it is not their desire to, but they lie. There are men who we don't know whether it is a gift or a calling, but they lie. But he says, I am not a man that I should lie. How many of you have met a man who lies before? Men, the men haven't met men who lie before. It's only women who have. I'm confused. Men lie. The same people who, when they see good things being proclaimed to men in scripture, say it is for us all, should also know that it's for us all. Men and women lie. Everybody lies. People lie. That's what he's saying. People lie. Have you met people who lie before? You know, you don't know what to do with what they are saying. There are people in my life. Everything they tell me, I know it's a lie. Everything. But I don't let them know that I know they're lying. Have you met those people before? Oh, you don't know. I just watch them and nod along. And give them cues to continue. But God said, I am not a man that I should lie. He said, unto us a child is born. Isaiah said that. In the New Testament, we find that indeed unto us a child has been born. He sent Gabriel to tell Mary that you were about to give birth to a child. Mary was even asking, how can this be? And yet, a few verses later, we see Mary is pregnant, giving birth. His word is yea and amen. God is not a man that he should lie. What has he told you? It will come to pass. You see, it is not about how long. The definite component of it is that it will come to pass. Hallelujah. The definite component. When God, one of the things God said, you're going to do ministry, you're going to travel, you're going to do this. And yet when we began, I was preaching to more chairs than human beings. And prophesying to more empty chairs. Said, this chair, next week, somebody will be sitting here. How many of you remember those days? I said, somebody will be sitting on this chair. His name or her name is called this. The person who will come and sit there next week. Because we need to prophesy and prophesy to empty chairs. God doesn't lie. His word works. See, it says, in the beginning was the word. In the beginning. Long before you were born, the word existed and was around. Long before you entered that circumstance, the word existed and was around. The word works. See, if you can depend on the word of God, believe the word of God, work it, you begin to see fruits manifesting in your life. Too many of us are depending on other things. See, that's our problem. We depend on other things. Macroeconomic indicators, forecasts, weather forecasts. We believe weather forecasts more than anything. We believe so many things. We believe in the experiences of our friends than what God is saying. But your friend's experience is not your story. You didn't hear me. I said your friend's experience is not your story. The fact that they went through this and experienced that, it's not an indication or precursor to what you're about to face. Because your hope, your confidence is solely on the word of God. I want you to lift up your right hand. You want to pray that every word spoken about you, concerning you from today, let it begin to work for you. Please lift up your voice, begin to pray. Let it begin to work for you. Manda balados. Ipaladados.
Thank you for listening to the Apostle Josiah Aubin Jr. For more of these messages, please subscribe to his podcast and SoundCloud. It's Apostle Josiah Aubin Jr. To interact with him, like his page on Facebook, follow him on Twitter at Apostle Josiah Aubin Jr.